It was a thrilling finish for both area Catholic high schools in the DFW Metroplex at the inaugural Catholic Bowl held at the Star in Frisco on Saturday, September 4th. John Paul II High School Cardinals of Plano came up short against Houston St. Thomas Eagles in a thrilling finish, with the Eagles winning 38-31 off of a game-sealing interception by Eagles linebacker Jack Ward. St. Thomas had a 7-point lead with less than 30 seconds left in the ballgame. The Cardinals' offense then marched down the field trying to tie the game, but came up short with Ward's key interception. Eagles head coach Rich McGuire explained how his team was able to get the victory.
Coach Davis preaches to him all the time about make them snap it again. Make the offense run another play. Just don't give up the touchdown, right? Make them snap it again. Give us another chance to make a play. And as long as you keep doing that, then again, you give yourself, your teammates, a chance to go make a play. We did. We were able to make that play, which was huge.
The late night game was another thriller as Nolan Catholic High School of Fort Worth defeated Catholic Little Rock High School in Arkansas 36-34 in triple overtime. Rocky Blyer, four-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Notre Dame team captain and a member of the 1966 National Championship team and U.S. Army veteran, spoke about the importance of faith, freedom, and football, especially with the 20-year anniversary of 9-1-1 approaching.
The whole combination of not only what the Catholic Bowl is about and these schools that compete from a Catholic education, in the essence of my own experience of 16 years of Catholic education, it gave me a platform on a foundation in which to create hope, in which to have a belief system, no matter what it may be. And I think that becomes very important in times of needs, times of changes, as we have seen over the last 20-some years here, and then recently what had taken place when we were trying to leave Middle East. And the whole idea is on this bowl to represent faith and creation of hope, and then to have honor for our military people. And then it's all about football, because that all wraps up in the game itself. Believing in one another, having team atmosphere, having a relationship with your fellow ball players, and playing for a common purpose. And so that's what kind of life is about, and that's what Catholicism and what we've been taught here today, especially in the changing world, that our young and our youth need to have a foundation of belief and hope for the future.
The event was put on by the Global Football Foundation. The Catholic Bowl also paid a special tribute to Captain Emil Capon, a priest who served in World War II in Korea as an Army captain and chaplain, who was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Father Capon died in Korea on May 23, 1951, and was declared a servant of God by St. Pope John Paul II, the first stage of canonization. For the Guadalupe Radio Network, I'm Diane Xavier.